Good evening, everyone, and I would like to start off by thanking all members of council, their families, guests, and certainly staff in attendance here tonight, as well as the community who is watching from home. Thank you for being with us on this very special evening. I'd like to start off by taking the opportunity to first thank the many volunteers, supporters, family members, friends, and fellow candidates who were by my side on this journey. But most of all, I would like to thank the voters of Norfolk County. Thank you for believing that I can deliver on a better, brighter future for our home and for knowing that Norfolk County deserves more. My success is attributed to your tremendous support, not only during this campaign, but over the last 4 years. My success is built on a solid foundation of a Norfolk County upbringing that encompasses a deep respect for our history, our heritage, our modern culture, and for the hardworking community members and families that have contributed to Norfolk's story over the years. In experiencing a true Norfolk County upbringing coupled with an openness and a welcoming approach to newcomers and the idea of progress, my messaging has resonated with the voters of Norfolk County and placed me here today in front of all of you. 4 years ago, the Ward 6 community made a decisive change to the municipal level by electing me to the helm. With next to no political experience, I was the youngest and only female representative for our ward, and I fell in behind the big shoes of the late, great Councillor Wells. Not only did this change the history of the ward, it certainly changed my trajectory significantly and put me before some of the most challenging and difficult personal growth lessons that I have experienced to date. These hurdles presented me with a fiery passion to represent Norfolk County better, to stand up for what I believed to be right, to use my voice even when it crackled. I made a choice to fill my full seat as often as possible and to fulfill my role to the very best of my abilities. This experience not only changed my future, but it provided me with a purpose to serve our community that was no longer focused on one or two issues. I was here to serve Norfolk in its entirety. The opportunity to serve the community as the Ward 6 councillor gave me the ability to dive deep into the needs of our community at large. It afforded me the opportunity to serve residents across our county despite the ward boundaries. It presented me with the responsibility to represent the needs of community members despite never walking a day in their shoes. And it demanded a requirement of me to seek more from the Corporation of Norfolk and those who oversaw it. In doing so, I connected with the community over a common desire for elected officials to do better, to present our county in the very best lighting, a light that celebrated our wins and would result in opportunities to be brought back home for all of us to enjoy and benefit from. I was listening to your concerns, your needs, and your vision for the future of Norfolk. In doing so, I was able to establish the five pillars of my campaign that again resonated with so many of you across Norfolk. Updating community infrastructure, building positive relationships, restoring and strengthening Norfolk's reputation, appropriate communication and transparency, and succession planning for our future. It is my hope that together with staff, I will steer a new council towards accomplishing our joint priorities, while fundamentally improving the working relationships both inside and outside of Norfolk County. This starts with leading by example, emphasizing teamwork and collaborative efforts, showing respect to the public and staff, and recognizing the priority from our community to continue to grow while remembering our roots. We must become proactive, not reactive. We must plan for the future, but a future that will not only benefit the community of today, but the one of tomorrow. And we must fulfill our mandate from the public to find progress while paying respect to our history and how we got to where we are right now. Norfolk County presents each and every one of us with opportunities day in and day out. From our diverse typography, kind-spirited and hard-working community members, innovative new businesses, small town supports, trendy and unique tourism and economic development initiatives as more and more look to have staycations in our beautiful country, cottages and lands with generational ties, food that brings memories alive and family together for multiple generations, rich soil that cultivates top production of countless Ontario and Canadian produce, lake and waterfront, for serenity or sport, the UNESCO World Biosphere, trails, parks, green spaces, community events, and historic celebrations, and that is just naming a few of the perks. Our community offers it all. We have so much to be proud of, and we have much to represent and advocate and protect in our prospective roles. This new council has been given responsibility to sing our praises, advocate for more, represent all of the above needs with dignity, respect, and that same fierce passion that I found. While I set out to achieve my plans and goals over the next 4 years, I will work with all members of council, new and returning, to ensure that the value of their voices are heard. I acknowledge the challenges that come with being an elected official and know that at times our opinions will certainly differ. But I commit to you, I will lead with respect and integrity, as anything less to any one of you is disrespect to the electorate that puts you in your seats. As the role of deputy mayor will hopefully rotate amongst all of you, a great privilege will be bestowed upon you to dig in more, to learn more, and to serve more. The responsibility is a great one, and the requirement to serve our constituents with the utmost respect, continuity, and care for the duties of Norfolk County must be upheld at all times. While our initiatives may differ, our priorities stay the same, and that is representing the residents of this wonderful community. I'll leave you with a quote from Ruth Bader Ginsburg that I find very timely and relevant to our current political climate here in Norfolk. As we look to build our community back up, we must deliver services that plan for our future. We must activate our community and staff to feel the importance and significance of the role and the great purpose they serve when they do their part. Ruth said, "Fight for the things you care about, but do it in a way that will lead others to join you." This is our Norfolk, and the work starts now. Thank you very much.